I'm curious at the stuff that didn't get in, your impressions of the place, the stuff that didn't make it into that story that you can tell us about.
Well, I think what surprised us the most was the amount of, I'd say, targeting that's going on right now in Bahrain against the Shia population. People we spoke with feel like they are being targeted by the military, and they're trying to instill a culture of fear in them, and literally plucking out the opposition one by one, going through these houses, arresting people late at night, masked men, and taking them away to prisons without giving them any type of explanation as to why they're being detained.
And even taking them out of hospitals. I mean, that's one extraordinary claim, isn't it? They go in, find an injured protester, and take them away.
Human rights groups are saying that they are taking them out of the most popular hospitals in Bahrain, and we were able to venture into some of the villages where there's a culture of fear of going to the hospital, and people in this village are treating bullet wounds on their own, because they'd rather do that than enter one of these hospitals because they're so scared they're going to get arrested.